Good afternoon. Did you enjoy your dinner, your lunch? Sorry. Okay, I'm Seok Jae-jung from Samsung Electronics, and this is the second visit of TDC for my case. Okay, I have been here at the first TDC 2012. And I presented about the UI and graphics core subsystem of Tizen platform at that time. Unfortunately, last year, I haven't been here because I had just started this Tizen TV project last year, and I could eventually bring this talk today. Tizen TV is an ongoing project, which means the architecture is not completed yet, and TCS and TCT, those are we will prepare later. Thus, the TV platform here we proposed is not on final stage, but on intermediate stage. Basically, Tizen TV platform is from Tizen mobile platform. So we have revised some of components, and most of components have been reused. As well, we have added new components to support features which are specific for TV device. As far as I know, Samsung is the top manufacturer and provides the best TV product to customers. Am I right? Yeah, you agree. However, I'm not talking about Samsung TV products in this talk. But instead, I will talk about the Tizen TV platform architecture and the major components for general TV devices. Therefore, you'd get information about Tizen TV platform architecture compared to Tizen mobile one, and there would be explanation about TV-specific features and what kind of modification we have done from Tizen mobile platform. Regarding the picture here, it includes a new UX based on Tizen TV platform we have implemented for reference. You might already saw the demonstration in the showcase. All right, here are contents of my slides. I would first show the overview of this Tizen TV platform architecture compared to Tizen mobile architecture first. And then there will be explanation about core features of Tizen TV platform. Many of the core components actually are from Tizen mobiles, and we have added and revised some of components and supporting TV-specific features. We also propose Tizen TV reference UX, and it implements, which will be open to public with Tizen TV profile later. I will explain about it with a video clip, and then I will conclude this talk. Okay, now we will see the architecture overview. This is the Tizen mobile architecture, which you might be already familiar with. The platform basically runs on Linux kernel with the device drivers for a mobile device. And there are core components, which are major frameworks, like application framework, graphics and UI framework, multimedia framework, web engine, messaging framework, location framework, and so on. Basically, those are from open source components. And we have a telephony framework, which is mobile specific. And there are web framework and native framework on top of core subsystem. The native framework has been introduced since Tizen 2.1 with mobile specific features, which is OSP, as well we provide application running on those frameworks, like web applications on web framework and native applications on native framework. These are mobile architecture of Tizen platform. And we have removed some mobile-specific features for TV platform. We removed native framework, which only supports mobile-specific features. As well, we have removed modules would not be used, such as telephony framework and messaging framework. And we added new framework for TV broadcasting features, which covers the essential functionality for a TV device. For example, the tuning or changing TV channels and EPZ and closed captions, those functionalities are very essential for TV device. And there are some modifications along with all frameworks. I would explain about more details in the next few slides. So this is the Tizen TV architecture. Basically, we will propose it for Tizen compliance specification for TV and reference implementation. There will be some additions and changes in web device APIs, and we will provide core applications for TV device, such as live TV, home screen, and multimedia applications like gallery, video player, music player, on top of core subsystems. Those will be fully open sourced, including reference UX. Now, let me show you a little bit more details of each layers. Regarding hardware adaptation and kernel, we are using Linux kernel, as you know, of course. The version will be fixed later, but possibly we would use 3.10. And the device drivers for TV device we will provide. As well, there are many plugins for hardware adaptation, such as multimedia plugins, TV broadcasting plugins, connectivity plugins, and device deed plugins. And we will also provide X drivers for input and output. It provides OpenGL ES and EGL graphics drivers by chip vendor, which is using DRM-based graphics stack so that X video driver could share the memory without additional buffer coffee. We brought DVB subsystem to cover TV broadcasting functionality, which is the major media subsystem of TV device in Tizen platform. Also, we are using KDBus, which is for getting better performance without changing any APIs in DBus, which is the major IPC method in Tizen platform, as you know. We could reduce the number of context switching between user space and kernel space with KDBus compared with the DBus based on socket. All right, now let me show you more details in core subsystems. I'll first explain about modules newly added. Here is a TV broadcasting framework in center top, which is support TV services as a service demo and providing TV player APIs based on GStreamer and TV plugins for handling broadcasting streams. Another important module added is TV Context Manager. Basically, one of the big differences between TV device and mobile device is input method. Usually, mobile devices have touch screen, and the touch-oriented user inputs will be used as a major input method. But TV does not have touch screen usually. It generally uses remote controller. Therefore, we have to support remote controller input, and there were many specific scenarios for TV. Sometimes the scenario could be a little bit complicated, and it depends on the current status of running applications on TV. Thus, we provide new module called PB Context Manager, which is support to launch a specific application or forward key events to running application by pushing or clicking the button on the remote controller. So manufacturers, they could define rules based on their UI scenarios and customize them for their TV product. And all other core components role are basically same as the ones in mobile platform. However, there are some modifications here and there. For example, web UI framework supports focus movement to handle inputs from remote controller, like arrow keys for changing the focus. As well, there is a TV theme in graphics and UI for TV UX. We are adding more APIs for TV functionalities in core API layer, as well we have removed APIs corresponding to telephony framework and message framework. The web framework, which is for running the major public applications and browsing web contents, the web framework in Tizen platform pursue the best compatibility with web standard HTML5 and provides additional device APIs which are not supported by web standard. Basic functionalities of device API is same as mobile device, but it supports additional API like TV controller for supporting TV broadcasting functionality like changing channels and handling TV broadcasting streams. We also support additional W3C standard specifications such as key mapping, gamepad, and get user media for TV platform. There are supplementary components like WebGL, typed array, and so on, like mobile device, mobile platform. We also support web UI framework based on jQuery and jQuery mobile, and it provides focus movement using remote controller. There will be two types of applications running on Tizen TV. Web applications have been the primary application development and running environment from Tizen 1.0, and SDK will provide sample applications to help application developers. Core applications are available for device implementers such as a manufacturer through components in core subsystem, and manufacturers, they could implement their core applications using core subsystem directly. In addition, we would open reference implementations of core applications with Tizen TV reference UX for TV device, as you could see at the showcase demo. Okay, let's look into the more details about core subsystems. Application framework basically provides following functionalities, like launching application with application utility libraries and app service, managing application lifecycle, and handling events with app core library. Also, it supports installing and deleting application with package manager, and managing application launching history with recently used application library. These functionality basically from mobile. We used those functionality as is. It also provides alarm setting to launch an application or services at a specific time by alarm manager. They are already supported in the mobile platform as well. In addition, we provide TV context manager to handle global key events on remote controller, which launches an application based on TV UX scenarios. In this diagram, you could see components in the application framework. There is an application database with SQLite. And AUL actually has a daemon process called Launchpad Daemon. All applications managed by application framework will be launched through this daemon process. FreeConf is for storing and loading configuration data locally. There is an application information library, which is for application information by home screen or application launcher program. Let me explain about TV Context Manager in more detail. It is for specially handling key inputs from TV remote controller. It could launch a specific application with application utility library, usually by pressing a button on a remote controller. Also, it could handle a little bit complicated scenario based on rule-based description. For example, the TV core applications like live TV settings or channel list, channel information, they call them OSD applications in TV world. They usually should be launched disjoint, which means one OSD app launch it, and the other OSD application should be exit. Those kind of rule can be defined as a script, and the context manager loads those scripts at launching time and adapt those rules for every button press on the remote controller. So another example scenario is like exit key press terminates the current running application, and then activating live TV application on top level. That kind of scenario is very manufacturer specific. So more complicated scenario can be scripted and make it handled by this TV context manager. Therefore, manufacturer could adapt or extend their UX with this TV context manager. Graphics and UI framework consist of EFL and Windows system and Enlightenment window manager based on X11. As well, it includes the OpenGL ES and EGR for 3D graphics hardware acceleration, which are same as mobiles. As well, basic font-related library like FreeType2 and font rendering and font config for font configurations, those are all supported in this graphics and UI. And there are input service based on Scheme, which is open source as well. And we modified some parts. And voice framework for STT and TTS we provide. All those modules are from mobile platform, actually. In addition, we have new 3D UI toolkit called DALL-E. Maybe you can see the demonstration of DALL-E with mobile demo in the showcase. So this is a dynamic animation library based on OpenGL ES. It will provide convenient widgets for full 3D applications. It also provides 3D stereoscopic rendering for 3D scene later. Here is a graphics and UI framework, basically almost the same as one of Tizen Mobile, except it includes DALL-E. However, there are little revises and adaptations. For example, it provides TV-friendly theme in the elementary level. The elementary provide complete focus handling to use the remote controller. And X input and video driver adaptations need to be there for TV device hardware. Web is the most important framework in Tizen platform, actually. It is same in Tizen TV as well. We have, it provides best web experience with high HTML5 compatibility and best performance regarding UI responsiveness, CSS, 2D, 3D animation, and JS engine. We are adding more device APIs for TV-specific features with TV control APIs. There are jQuery-based Tizen Web UI Framework and Car Framework for easy web UI development. CAF enables high-performance web apps based on JavaScript, including rich UI components and high-performance 3D animation. Basically, Web Framework consists of WebKit 2 EFL port, Web Runtime, Web UI Framework, and CAF. These are Web Framework in Tizen TV platform. Tizen Multimedia Framework is based on GStreamer open source, and many easy-to-use utility libraries on top of this GStreamer. Those utility libraries support playback of audio and video contents with local file, as well as streaming. It also supports capturing images and recording video. The 3D audio sound is also supported, which is very useful for game developers. There is Audio Session Manager, which can be used for defining audio policy by manufacturer based on the UI, based on their UX scenario. Media contents information can be extracted and displayed by media content service. The multimedia framework supports high-quality video playback, basically, and screen mirroring with Miracast, which is the new in TV platform, and capturing image and recording video with camera device. So key components of this multimedia framework is GStreamer, Audio Session Manager, Pulse Audio, Multi-Format Codec, and Media Content Service, and Audio I/O based on ARSA. This is the Tizen TV Multimedia Framework. One of the biggest contributions here in Tizen TV is TV broadcasting feature. The TV broadcasting provides general digital TV services, such as scanning TV channels with a tuner devices and storing those information. It also provides EPG data and playing a live broadcasting stream for digital TV as well as analog TV, and closed caption as well. There are three layers for TV broadcasting features: TV service, TV player, and GStreamer with its plugins. The TV service is based on client-server model to core the underlying implementation of TV player and manipulates database for channel information and EPG. It handles requests from the clients for TV services. The TV player includes setting up pipelines required by GStreamer for playing TV live stream, and also performs various functionalities on the stream data, such as scanning channels, channel up and down, etc. The GStreamer creates one or more pipelines for decoding MPEG-TS broadcast streams and processing of caption data. The pipeline includes a tuner source plugin, demuxer plugin, caption plugin, and audio video decoder plugins. The system framework provides system monitoring and event handling for the TV device. It consists of system server, power manager, and device manager. Basically, those modules are same in mobile device. The system server monitors system status like out of memory and plug and play device status and generate system events to application level. The power manager is managing the power state transition for TV system. And the device manager is providing interfaces to control all devices such as USB, panel, and so on. And the USB manager handling USB configurations and there's monitoring of external USB devices such as keyboard, mice, USB storages. This is a Tizen TV system framework. The connectivity framework handling connection management such as Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and Ethernet connection. The only difference is supporting the Ethernet access from the mobile platform. Then Bluetooth, which is basically based on BlueG, same as mobiles, and it supports several profiles, OPP, A2DP, RFCOM, HID, and HDP, etc. So Bluetooth provide discovering, bonding, exchanging data with remote devices. The general features in our Wi-Fi we have supported in the connectivity framework. Security model is basically follow the mobile platform. So it provides essential components like certificate management and verification and crypto library, SSL support. Those are same as mobile. And also, we support small mandatory access control in kernel. And SMAC will provide sandboxing for each application. OK, now let me show the Tizen TV reference UX with a video clip. OK, this is one channel. And this is a home screen application. So you can launch home screen application while watching TV. The home screen application consists of two major parts. The left side is home bar, and the middle side is a dynamic bar. The home bar basically shows top-level menu items, and the dynamic bar shows some related thumbnails or list of favorites. For example, live TV, it shows favorite channels. And the photo and video, it shows thumbnails of stored information. You can change any channel, favorite channel, directly from that home screen. And also, you can launch the multimedia applications with some photos, and it shows very fast loading of photos. It's essential but very important to share your memories with your family. And it is very fast. And it also provides the video playback. This video player will be open to public. And we provide a music player. So music player basically shows the favorite albums in the dynamic bar. And you can play one of the songs in the album and change another song. And you can back with back key and return to home screen. And you can directly launch application launcher from the home bar. And you can launch the internet browser. So as you know, we did a lot of optimization in mobile, web, and from the web engine, web applications, and to the graphics library and hardware accelerated backend. We did a lot of optimization in mobile, and we inherit all those web optimization on Tizen TV. So it provides seamless content navigation, web content navigation with Tizen TV web browser. Okay, I can exit. Oh. Also, it can provide the embedded video playing. So I disable sound to explain my. Okay, get back to home screen. And so usually the multimedia application is very important because In my case, I like to watching my previous pictures or videos with my family with TV device, but it's not convenient at all. So this kind of convenient application should be mandatory on TV device. And also it should support the slideshow. So whenever the family get together in front of TV, this kind of enjoying is very important. Back to home screen. And also, we provide the web APIs for web application. So this is the prototype level of implementation, but we downloaded, installed some of mobile application here, and you can see those mobile web application running sanely. This is the application for children. So when the children learn the numbers, it's very useful, I think. Okay, back to slide. So in conclusion, we are building Tizen TV platform architecture, which supports web APIs for application development, including APIs for TV-specific features, and some of mobile-specific APIs will be removed, such as telephony-related APIs. We will provide new core applications like home screen, live TV, web browser, app launcher, and multimedia applications with TV reference UX in fully open source. And we have added new core subsystems like TV broadcasting and revised some of them, such as graphics and UI. Regarding Linux kernel and device drivers, we enable DVB subsystem for DTV broadcasting features. This is Tizen TV architecture. Thank you.